Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A group of Central College students have their art on display at Central College. What are they doing and why? In the second part of a two-part program, let's go in-depth with Jessica Lippert, Scotty Ying, Madison Thingstad, Kayla Foster, and Callie Gardeman, art students at Central College. Kayla, this is... What do you call this? You call it mixed media? It's like sculpture to me.
Yeah, it's a little bit of sculpture. So all of these are made out of just sheets of copper that have been cut and shaped with enamel on top of them. So they're just all enameled sculptures.
Okay, and they're sculptures. Like this is a spider.
Yeah.
They're all insects.
Yep, every single one. They're insects, they're all to scale, and they're all indigenous to the United States. And they all pack a pretty powerful punch if we were to run into them in the wild. But so they're all pretty harmful to us.
Okay, so we've got, let's go around here. And they're all coming out of a jar, escaping.
Yeah. So like, I want to do that because at first I wanted to make them look more like a biological study, like they were researched, but with the jars and the lids, I wanted them to look like that they were being unleashed. Because I really like the idea of being able to provoke feeling or emotion to people through artwork. That's one of the main reasons that draws me to it. So I really like the idea of being creepy and being really also really pretty, so that's why I feel like that they're more creepy since they're coming out of something, coming towards us.
Yes, yeah. It puts an image in our mind that we don't want things spilling out, especially scary insects
right.
out of it. But they're beautiful.
Thank you.
Scary insects.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so this is a spider.
Yeah, so we have a huntsman spider.
Huntsman spider.
This is a tarantula hawk wasp. And then this one is a giant desert centipede. That one is a bark scorpion. And this one is a giant water bug.
And they're all...
To scale.
Big.
Yeah.
They're all big and scary.
Yeah.
If I saw one of these coming at me, I would...
That's the main reaction I've been getting from a lot of people whenever they come to the show. So.
Well, why make them beautiful, though?
I've always had a really deep connection and love for the natural world and for insects and animals and all kinds of stuff, and my whole family's been that way. So I chose insects because, they're creepy and I like them, but because they're super pretty and we don't take the time to really notice them. They're underneath of us. We don't pay mind to them just because they're bugs. No one really cares about bugs. But I just really like the color patterning on all of them, and I just think that they're gorgeous creatures, and I wanted to shed more light on them.
So are you trying to tell us that they are gorgeous, beautiful creatures, but that our preconceived notions, culture has imposed upon us, makes us frightened and scared of them?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, their overall goal was to showcase their beauty, but also know that since they are super harmful to us, they only act that way when provoked to do so. They're not meaning to go out of their way to hurt us. They're not trying to. So it's just I just wanted to shed light on the fact that they're gorgeous unless they start being attacked, and then that's when they start getting creepy and mean and harmful, I guess.
So any bigger theme beyond that?
Not really. It's mostly just to shed light on different species that also live in the same world as we do that we don't really get to see that often.
And so maybe after seeing these, we'll look at those creatures differently?
Maybe.
Is that your hope?
Yeah, that maybe once someone like comes to the show and realizes, I can look at this one up close, and if I see the same species in the wild, I can realize I can respect it, I can appreciate it, but I know that they are harmful to us, but I'll leave it alone.
And the reaction so far?
I've had a couple people say that they're really pretty. I've had a couple people not like the spider especially. But it's been mixed with, these are really gorgeous, and, these are really terrifying. It's been a mixture of both.
When I look at them, I get a sense of freedom and escape.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to?
I mean, you can feel as though however you want. I would love to hear anyone's and everyone's connections to these pieces. I don't want anyone to feel that they're meant to feel a certain way when looking at these insects.
Mm-hmm. Maybe just think a little bit differently about them than
yes.
we do.
Yes, correct.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with the art students at Central College who have their work on display at the Mills Gallery. Jessica, feet.
Yes.
You like feet?
This semester I do. Yeah.
Well, they're anatomically correct, feet up to ankles, and they're all in very interesting positions. Tell us about this. They're ceramic.
Yes. And they're all on a platform, and I'm thinking about how each different pair of feet are approaching this ledge. And originally I was just wanting to do figural sculpture because I was thinking about relationship and how to talk about my faith, and thinking of like God as my father, and so like doing a father-daughter relationship of different moments where faith was expressed differently. So one of them that I was starting working on was how a child might jump into the water in a pool to her dad's arms. And so I started with the feet and found out that really tells the whole story if people look at it and read the title, Catch Me, if they just see some feet poised to leap. And so what more can I tell with just the feet? And I think something that's cool about stopping at the ankles is that because they can be so expressive, I think you can imply the rest of the figure and along with the emotions that could be going on in the background too. So I thought that was really kind of exciting to draw attention to something that might not be considered too like aesthetically pleasing otherwise. Something that people don't like to look at that much is feet, but how could that be shown in my art?
Well, and so you got an individual's, both of their feet each on a stand, mm-hmm. and they're all doing different things as you just described. Did you mold somebody's feet? How did you do this? How did you make the feet?
They're really just elaborate coil pots. So just like you learn in elementary, rolling out a snake and pinching it together. And then I smoothed them out and just continued to form them and added toes, and now they're feet.
Well, but the toes are incredibly detailed, mm-hmm. and the veins in the feet.
Yes.
It's just amazing. And so does each one have a label?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the first one is Come Closer. And it kind of goes through a series, moving from dependence to independence and back to dependence again, because I think that's a cycle that you go through spiritually and people go through physically too throughout life. So
this is a 8-10-year-old child's feet?
Or a little younger,
yeah. A little younger, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Still a little scared to jump on their own.
Ready to jump on their own. Okay, and this next one's ready to go off the board a little bit, right?
Yep.
And what's it called?
Catch Me.
Catch Me.
So it's about to leap, but it still wants someone to be there for it.
Well, I'm standing right in front of it, and I got when you said catch me, I thought I sort of positioned myself to do that.
Right.
In my mind, you gave me that reaction that I'm supposed to do. Wow,
and that's cool. Part of the level of the platforms that I was thinking about, like, how is the viewer going to relate?
Okay, and this one?
I Can Do It. So,
sturdy.
Kind of a proud stance, ready to go on their own.
A little older, maybe. And this one, let me... Dipping the toe in the water,
yes.
Is that the label?
It's I'm fine.
Okay.
So a little hesitant, but not wanting to have help yet, just trying to test it out.
And is this a girl or boy?
I'm thinking about myself, so
oh, yeah, okay.
I hope that both could relate to it. But and this one is maybe, so we're starting to reconsider.
The toe is coming up.
Uh-huh.
Thinking about jumping in.
Yep.
And this one? Backing in, huh?
Backing in, yeah. Trying to see if they can find some footing and maybe like a little bit of a last-ditch effort on their own, and then finally asking for help. And that's when you get to the last one where there are no feet on the ledge, and that kind of shows like how they made it past their barrier of like, where are the feet now? They made it off, and it was after they asked for help, and I think that's like shows kind of a beauty independence that we don't always think about of I think like it's so core to faith, and I think it's core to a lot of, even if you don't think about it spiritually, just relationships in general, of being willing to take help from people and know that they can help you face the unknown, kind of.
Well, so you've got a sculpture in an empty shelf.
Yes. It's the idea.
So they're gone.
They're gone.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How
and this
cool
one's called
is that?
Safe.
Mm-hmm. Safe. So they're safe.
Mm-hmm.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with the art students at Central College who have their work on display at the Mills Gallery. Well, how cool. Congratulations. I had no idea it was going to be so thought-provoking and interesting when I walked in. I mean, it's just layer upon layer of meaning and emotion. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And how long is it going to be open? It's open now. Mm-hmm. How long is it going to be on display?
It's up till May 11th.
May 11th, so people can come by.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be able to figure it out by themselves. You have some notes for people to help us, that, like me, that would need some guidance. I mean, obviously I did. But that helps with the experience, that we can interpret ourselves and learn from your work in the senior seminar. Mm-hmm. So how do you feel that you've changed as a result of this?
I'm graduating in December, so I still have a semester left.
Okay.
And while it was challenging to have the freedom to do whatever, it kind of makes me not want to go back to the regular assignments. It's been exciting to be able to take it wherever we want.
But that means that you'll be prepared to create your own assignments from
now
on.
Mm-hmm.
Scotty?
Oh, wow, where do I start? I guess I would say it was, going into the class, I was probably pretty really nervous about it, you know, getting ready to put up a show that will be up for a few weeks that everyone gets to see, and something I like, you know. I know that's not going to be perfect, but I just got to do something that I like to do, you know. It's my dream, it works, you know, to kind of do something like this, to put it up and to tell people and express the way I feel through art. And it's something that, even though it was very challenging, it was a really good learning process to go through. So I loved it, yeah.
Okay, Callie?
I feel like personally I've learned more how to do time management, because this is more of a job compared to the other projects in a way. So I had to learn how to balance my school life, working on this, and other assignments I have. So that was definitely the biggest takeaway for me, I think.
When you've learned how to get into somebody else's head to help.
Oh yeah, and also trying to like collaborate with someone else, because also compared to the other projects here, they all have free choice of what they wanted to do, whereas I kind of have to work with someone else. So that was another learning curve, but definitely worth it.
Okay, Kayla?
Like Scotty was saying in the very beginning, I was super nervous because I actually had no idea what I wanted to do, and I am really bad at time management, actually. But for me, this has changed me, because I learned and I got to see how far I could push myself when it came to creating a concept and producing them pretty quickly, because I came up with my idea kind of late in the game. But I could just see what I could do, which really impressed myself, which is kind of what I originally wanted to do, was just see what I could do. But.
And not everybody gets that challenge.
No.
Sometimes we
right.
just walk through life, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Now you're okay. Very good. Madison?
I feel like I learned a little bit more about myself and my style and what I like to see in art. I knew going in that I really wanted to make something that meant something to me. And hopefully would connect with other people, but I really got to know myself and what I value through this project.
Thanks to Jessica Lippert, Scotty Ying, Madison Thingstad, Kayla Foster and Callie Gardeman for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.